now at KPM 860. Bob Miller with you, and once again, as promised, we go back to Iraq this morning, and Specialist Danielle Pauly is with us on the phone from Al Asad, Iraq. Danielle, good morning.
Good morning.
I guess for you it's probably not morning, but that's, you know, this being a morning show, that's basically what we say. We're very interested in the fact that you and your husband are both deployed and the kids are here. Who are they with?
The kids are with my mom for this year.
For this year? How long has this been going on?
The kids went to her house in the beginning of April when we started train up, and they'll be there until we get home.
What do you do in the service?
I'm a medic for an infantry battalion.
And in Al Asad, Danielle, if you can tell us, and I know you can't go into great detail, but is that a place where you see a lot of wounded?
No, not at all.
Okay. But you do have your husband there. I guess that's kind of a plus, right?
Sometimes. He's actually sitting next to me right now. It's got its good parts and its bad parts.
Well, the bad part's probably having the kids here. How old are the kids and how many are there?
We have two. The oldest one is 13, and the baby will be 11 next month.
Okay, and you're both in the National Guard, is that correct?
Yes.
And how do you communicate with the kids?
They've learned how to instant messenger through Yahoo. We email and write letters.
You know, you got to feel kind of lucky about that, considering the fact that, like, World War II and Korea and Vietnam, people didn't have the internet and those kinds of things, so that's got to be a plus for you.
It is, and last time I was deployed over here, they were too little to use those kinds of things.
So what is your biggest challenge being there, would you say?
Being away from home.
Yeah, that's got to be tough. What about the holidays? Do you have something planned?
No, not really, because we never know what's going to go on here, so it's kind of hard to plan.
Yeah, no, I totally understand. What would you say is, in your mind, the most important thing that you're seeing while you're in Iraq? What are you seeing? What are you witnessing?
I don't get off post very often on convoys, so I'm not seeing much of the civilian sector. But the way that the different branches of the service are working together to improve this part of the country is probably the biggest thing.
Do you and your husband get to come home together, or one of you first and the other one second?
We don't know.
Well, right now they have us scheduled at the same time, but things can and do change, so there's really no telling until the time gets here.
Yeah, totally understand. Well, God bless you. Thank you so much for being with us this morning on KPM 860, and Godspeed home.
Thank you.
All right. Danielle, Specialist Danielle Pauly, she and her husband are both deployed.
Thank you so much, Danielle, and stay safe.
Al Asad right now, kind of a bonus. I guess I did hear it, but I didn't think about it. Ryan Pauly, Danielle's husband, is sitting there right next to her. Ryan, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Yourself? Good.
Excellent, sir. I'm so glad that we had a chance to talk to you as well. Tell me what it's like being deployed and having your wife there with you. What is that a good? I guess it's a good thing, but it's probably got its downside too.
It depends on the day, to be honest with you. For the most part, it's pretty good, though.
Yeah. I got to tell you, one of the things I noticed here on her bio is that she's a New Orleans Saints fan, which is not a bad thing to be this time of year.
Yeah, she's kind of a transplant, because I was the Saints fan long before she was.
I see. So who do you like in the Civil War? You guys going to watch that? Oregon State?
I'm not a real big Oregon team fan at all, but I'm probably going to root for the Ducks because my lieutenant is a Duck fan. So
there you go. Well, then
you got to kind of keep it in the family.
Exactly. Exactly. You have to do that kind of thing. And so you're...
Keep him happy, everyone's happy.
Well, there you go. If he's happy, everyone's happy. If you're... once you get home, what are you going to do when you get back here? What are you guys... I mean, I know she's a medic. What do you guys do stateside?
Well, I work at a shop building engines for all military generators, but I'm hoping to go to school and get out of the wrenching business.
Yeah. And what about Danielle? I forgot to ask her what she does over here.
She is currently a nursing student, so
okay.
She's still in the medical field.
Well, certainly being a medic there, she's going to have some experience that other people won't have. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, she's quite good at what she does.
All right, good enough. Ryan, thank you so much for talking to us this morning, and Merry Christmas to both of you. Hurry home.
All right, thank you.
You betcha. Ryan Pauly with us this morning here on KPAM 860. These interviews that we do with these people in.
Hey, Ryan.
Yes.
Thanks so much, buddy, and make sure and stay safe, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, bye.
All right, bye.